The Six Nations community is home to many great artists and craftspeople, and earlier this week, everyone was invited to register to attend a virtual moccasin making workshop with Janine Jameson. And here to talk about everything that went on with that is Janine Jameson herself. So thank you very much for joining me this morning, Janine.
Thank you, Andy.
And so firstly, I was wondering how you got into moccasin making. It's definitely a very cool skill. Has this been something that you've done your whole life or something that's been picked up along the way?
Yeah, it's something I've done my whole life. I was taught by my grandmother, Hannah Jenga, when I was very young. Our grandmother lived with us, and she always did crafts, beadwork, moccasins. She did mostly baby moccasins. And that's how I learned how to do moccasins. And then through COVID, I picked up my crafts again, and I had a refresher in moccasins by my friend. And I just got back into it.
And I think a lot of people have had to shift the way they operate businesses and courses like that with dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. How has it been being able to offer these online or in virtual courses in that format compared to offering them in person?
Well, it was so different having to do a lot more things online through COVID, right? There was like absolutely everything you had to do online. So I actually picked up my very first online tutorial through the Woodland Cultural Center they taught how to do a beaded corn keychain. So I was like, oh my God, this is, you know, really neat to do it online. And we couldn't go anywhere. So we were just, you know, we had to stay home. So we all jumped on the computer and watched this virtual, you know, lesson of the beaded corn keychain. So I was like, well, why can't we do that with other things as well? So that's kind of like, that's how I took off with my moccasin workshops.
And in saying that, is this something that you're hoping to continue to host the workshops virtually?
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely. I'll host more, but I would like to be more in person as well. In the very beginning of COVID, like I really wasn't expecting my workshop to take off like it did. So I hosted one, and like within minutes it filled up. I had 20 people in the workshop. So I was like, oh my God, now I got to make all these kits. How am I going to do this? So I filled up the one, and then there were still people asking. And then I ended up filling another one of 20 more people within a span of like 2 hours. Like it totally blew up. I'm like, oh my God, this is what people want to do. Like, I found, it wasn't really offered anywhere else, and people had no problem paying the fee of $85 at all. Like, no questions asked. You know, they sent e-transfers. I got their emails, everything. Once I prepared the kit, I delivered it.
And so do you have a next date for the next workshop?
I don't have anything set up right yet. I think as of June 13th and 14th, Chiefswood Park is hosting an in-class moccasin making workshop, and that'll be hosted by myself. And people can jump on the Chiefswood Park website or on their Facebook page and register through Eventbrite. I think the cost is $110 for that.
And so getting back into your moccasin workshop from earlier this week, I was just wondering if you could break down what the participants were able to learn from the workshop and just how everything went with it.
I provide a double sole moccasin. And once the participant first learns how to sew on the sole with sinew, and once the sole is sewed on, we apply a fleece lining. And then once that is done, then we start to sew on the vamp. And then the vamp is where they can learn how to do the puckering through the moccasin. But it's fairly easy. Everybody can learn how to do it, right? It just takes, you know, just take your time and learn how to sew it. And everybody is so happy at the end when they're done.
And when talking about the key steps involved, is there like a particular step that you find people have trouble with? And how do you handle that?
People don't really have trouble. It's just a matter of of watching and learning how I do it. Like, I just teach them how I was taught, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have a secret way. Just having to sit down and watch. Like, I do have some videos on YouTube, or like if I'm in a class setting, I'll bring my laptop and then I'll turn my computer on and then they can watch from the TV if I have a large group of people. But I try to make it fairly easy because I can't sit with each person individually, right, to teach them how to do the more difficult parts. I would say the most difficult part would be the back of the heel. But once you get that, like, it's totally fine. It's not hard.
And you talked about how you learned from your grandmother. Can you talk about the importance that moccasins serve here to Six Nations? Obviously, it's a traditional form of footwear. And I think it's always cool to hear about the special designs that each pair can have. So do you think that being able to provide services like this is important in being able to hold on to the traditional values and even educating the younger generations about those?
Oh, yeah, of course, because it's like, you know, how our people were sent off to residential schools. You know, we lost our language and lost our cultures there. So, you know, me being able to provide and teach people how to make moccasins, you know, we're carrying on that tradition so we don't lose it. And then, yes, everybody's moccasins are different. There's like not two pair that are alike, right? Because everybody's going to design different. They're going to have, they might put beadwork on it and it'll look different than somebody else's design. So it's nice that way because you can make your own unique pair of moccasins.
And in saying that, how has the feedback been? I'm assuming most people are pretty happy to get into this course. And then obviously they're leaving with a brand new pair of moccasins as well. So can you share any of the feedback that you've been able to hear?
Yeah, the feedback has been amazing. I get participants to post their pictures up on my Facebook page. So I have a City Indian Crafts page on Facebook. And then, you know, I ask them if, you know, if they're interested, if they want to post their pictures, you know, for people to see, like, you know, everybody's able to do it, right? So, yes, the feedback has been great. I've had multiple, you know, return participants come and make their own pair. They make a pair for somebody else or their kids, right? Or make it as a gift. So it's been nice to see some of the same people come back.
And then just lastly, before we get you out of here, I was wondering if you could maybe share what your favorite thing about hosting these workshops is. And yeah.
I just like to, I want to be able to teach people how to make it so we can carry it on, right? So they can, you know, maybe teach their kids and their grandkids how to do it so we don't lose it. And like there's been so many people that walk away from the workshop, you know, thanking me. But I feel like it's effortless to, you know, to come out and teach people how to do this because the response has been amazing especially from our community. There's so many people in this community that have come out and done moccasins.
That's awesome. And I want to thank you again for doing this, Janine. I think these workshops are an awesome way to get involved within the community and then being able to gain some knowledge about some traditional Indigenous cultural aspects as well. So best of luck with all the future workshops and hopefully they're very successful.
Thank you so much, Andy.